I don't think trade business owners understand the power of hiring. I know I certainly didn't, and I was so confused about when I hired someone, the impact they would have on my business when I was growing response electricians. I also remember the fear that I had around hiring, and I was so nervous about putting someone on because what if I didn't have the work? What if I didn't have enough money? What if I couldn't get the work? What if I ran out of money? You know, what if a tax bill hit me when I wasn't expecting it? What if the wholesaler bill was bigger than I thought? All of these things created a lot of fear around hiring for me. And I work with thousands of trade business owners now, and the same fear goes through them. And I know you guys watching this video and listening to this podcast, you guys are feeling that too sometimes. And so what I'm going to teach you today, by the end of this video, I want you to understand from a high level the reason why when you hire, it's better for you as a business owner. Now, we've got to separate first you being a tradesperson and you being a business owner. We are so comfortable being a tradesperson because we did an apprenticeship, we did our trade, we're out there being excellent at our trade, and then we decide we're going to go start a business. But I don't think many people realize that when you start a business, you are now director, general manager, sales and marketing manager, the BDM, the ops manager, the admin. As a sole trader, you're all of these. And eventually, you're going to hire people for these roles. And you have to appreciate, you know, when you do grow your workload, how much you get thrown out into the tools. Now, this is one of the biggest things that I realized retrospectively after I'd already grown response. I looked back and I was starting to train other people and trying to understand the model of why when you hire someone, it's so much better to have you off the tools, hiring people, and the balance of that. Now, you are spread so thin as a business owner. And if you think, I want you to now reflect on when you're out there on the tools yourself and you've got heaps of workload coming in. You might have done a period of outreach. You've gone out and generated some more work because you're required. You've followed up a bunch of quotes and you've been doing heaps of quotes, and all of that work comes in all at once. So look at this. The red is on-site value delivery. So you're out there doing the work, the cash generating activities. And blue is work generation. So it's following up quotes. It's, you know, getting out and getting more business. This is genuinely, as a sole trader, what you're going to be going through. So you get quiet and you're like, oh my God, where's all the work? I don't have any work next week. And so you naturally, because you've got time, will go and get work. You'll follow up quotes, you'll follow up clients, and if you need to, you'll go and get new clients. And that will generate workflow. And so it results in this really fast turnaround. It might be a week or 2 weeks, and it might feel like a long time, but it's actually really fast. And so you generate all this extra work and all of a sudden you are so flat out again. You are on the tools and you're like, oh my God, I need a hire. I'm so busy. I'm being a terrible partner to my, I'm not a best, you know, dad or husband or wife or whatever it is. And I know that I'm struggling at the moment because there's so much workload. I'm being crushed by the workload. And when that happens, you're like, I need to hire someone. And then what happens is, oh, next week, got no work. And what do you say to yourself? Thank God I didn't hire. Thank God I didn't hire, because if I did hire when I was busy, I would, you know, I wouldn't have the work for them. And so we start to train ourselves that even though I'm busy now, I'm going to be quiet soon. And because of that, we have this fear. And I know this is the fear I felt, and I know it's the fear that you might be feeling too. And so we don't hire. And the more cycles you go through of this, the stronger it instills this feeling in you that if I do hire, I might not have work next week for that person. And the thing about this is the reason that you don't have work all of a sudden, like next week I've got no work, is because you were so busy on the tools that you stopped answering phone calls, you stopped getting back to people, you stopped quoting. And if you'd stop following up quotes and you stopped talking to clients and generating new work. And if that's the case, it's going to affect the workflow. And that is the reason why. So let's look at the difference if you're a business owner versus being a tradie, a sole trader. The difference between a scaling business and a small business that doesn't scale is it's the simple thing is they hire and create capacity to grow into. I want to repeat that, it's so important. They hire first create the capacity to grow into. So what they're effectively doing is they are creating the capacity similar to when all of a sudden you've got no work. And that proactively forces you to go and get the work. And this is really important for you because now your energy is getting put towards going and generating workflow. So it's following up quotes, doing quotes, getting out and building new business to fill the schedule of the team. And that results in growth more than you could achieve if it was just you or you as a one or two or three tradie business. The thing is, whether you get stuck as a sole trader or you get stuck with two tradies, the reason you get stuck is you're in this ebb and flow sort of busy, quiet, purely because you stop doing your work generating work and you start going and doing the tools. And that's the single reason why you stop growing. Doesn't matter what size business you are. So what we want to do is hire, create the capacity, which then allows you to go to another level that you couldn't achieve before. Because remembering, you as a business owner wearing all the hats, you're really inefficient out in the tools, answering phone calls, booking jobs, doing everything. When you hire a tradesperson, their sole job is to do the cash generating activities, being on site, charging for labor, charging for materials. So those things are the reason why they can achieve a higher efficiency even if you're a weapon on the tools. A weapon business owner on the tools isn't as efficient as a 80% good tradesperson on the tools because of all the other things you've got to do as a business owner. So here we go. When you hire a tradesperson, you create capacity, allowing you to go to a new level. And even though you've hired here, it creates this proactive dip and it forces you to be able to go to this next level. So you're able to hire right before you and create this work generation focus to go and get the work. And when you do that, that allows for growth to fill the capacity. So returning back to the reason of the power of hiring is that it frees you up as a business owner to focus on higher level tasks. So for you as a business owner, you've only got a certain amount of hours in your day. So it's really important that you appreciate where your time is going and what's not being done when it's packed. So if you're going just between going on the tools when you're busy and generating work when you're quiet, this will result in stagnation. When you're creating capacity by hiring first, you allow for the capacity to grow into. And just like when you're quiet, when you're by yourself or with your team, you always seem to generate the work. Might be a couple of weeks, but you do always generate it. So this is no different, except this is the proactive way to scaling your business and being able to create enough profit to hire the non-billable roles that will allow you to get to operational time freedom. If you want this step-by-step formula to how to do this and to be guided all the way through, sign up to our Freedom Fighters program, go over to the website, have a chat to one of our coaches, and you'll see that we can walk you through this process and achieve operational time freedom in a matter of 1 or 2 years from sole trader versus what took me 7 years or what takes many people, you know, to 20, 30 years to achieve. Looking forward to seeing you soon. All the best until then.